we get a version of Middle East news that is so truncated and so kind of comic book simple that it's very hard to engage people in any reality. Much of what they think they know is just plain wrong. It wasn't what I didn't know that bothered me. It was what I knew for sure that was just plain wrong. They had been residents in that land for hundreds of years. Their existence had to be denied. And a story that sits in your brain and in your heart forever is a story that will control what happens in history. The Israelis have been very smart about controlling their own narrative and using it for their own purposes. The Palestinians have exactly the same longing and exactly the same affiliation to that homeland. You know, one of the hopeful things is that I don't think there has to be enmity between the Palestinians and the Jews. The Israelis have systematically tried to break up the society of Arab people who lived on that land and tried to loosen the hold of the Palestinians on their own land. The story that I'm trying to tell is what happened to Israel by being the occupier. I think it's American Jews who really are going to have to help them save their country. America finds itself not only as an occupying power, which is what this book is about, but also in a war that some people want to characterize as religious. Once you begin to try to see it as religious and try to see God's favor descending on one side or another, I think you got a dangerous loosening of your grasp on reality. This is not fundamentally a religious war. The Palestinians are not hating Jews because of the teachings of Islam. It's simply an untruth. Both sides, the Palestinians and the Israelis, have a leadership class that has profited tremendously from the status quo. And where do these Palestinian monopolies get the materials to sell at triple the price? From the Israelis. The CEO is going to be an ex-general because ex-generals are running everything in Israel. It's free market. It's got homeless people and poor people for the first time in its history. You know, they changed over during the Reagan years when they decided that they had to become America's little buddy in all things. What I found was that the country I knew was gone. It was kind of buried under some new country that was also Jews. There is no national consensus in the country anymore. Any guy with a gun on either side can stop any national consensus toward peace. America has to have a role in this. America is the only country that can pull it off. They'll get nowhere near a peace without us helping. We are the financiers of Israel and all the surrounding countries. More than half of our foreign aid showers the land for a couple of hundred square miles around Tel Aviv. Talk about making the desert bloom.